Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
We'll read from verse 17.
从十七节开始。
Hebrews 11:17.
希伯来书十一章第十七节。
By faith, Abraham, when tried, offered up Isaac, and he who had received to himself the promises offered up his only begotten son.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
As to whom it had been said,In Isaac shall thy seed be called.
问到这儿子曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Counting that God was able to raise him even from among the dead, whence also he received him in a figure.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We thank thee for bringing us to this day.
我们感谢你把我们一直领到今天。
We thank thee for thy faithfulness.In the past days,
我们感谢你在过去日子里面对我们的信实。
And we continue to look to thee.
我们继续地仰望你。
Without thee, we can do nothing.
没有你，我们什么都不能做。
How we need thy spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们是多么需要你那赐人智慧跟启示的灵。
That we may know thee in a living way.
叫我们能够活活地真知道你。
Dear Lord, deliver us from that which is merely mental.
哦，救我们只是单单的在哦头脑的里面认识你。
May thy Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
愿你的圣灵把我们带进真理。
That we may really touch reality.
叫我们能够真正的碰到实际。
Because thou art the God of reality.
因为你是那位真实的神。
Dear Lord, we just present ourselves before thee.
主啊，我们就是把自己这样交托在你的面前。
And pray that thou will work in each of our lives.
我们祷告求你在我们每个人的生命里面做工。
Until thou thyself be satisfied.
直到你的心意得着满足。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Thank God for bringing us to this last full day of this conference.
我们感谢主把我们带到特会的最后一整天。
By this time, I think everybody knows the theme of this conference.
到现在，我想每个人都知道我们大会的主题。
Knowing God.
认识神。
But I hope.
但我实在希望
that by this time,
到现在
knowing God is more than just a theme for us.
认识神对我们不单单只是一个主题而已。
Knowing God has become a life, a reality to us.
认识神乃是生命，乃是我们的实际。
So how we need to dependUpon the Spirit of God.
我们实在是多么需要神的灵。
On the one hand, we need His revelation.
一面我们需要他的启示。
On the other hand, we need Him to lead us into truth.
我们另一面我们需要他领我们进入真理。
So may we continue to have a spirit of waiting upon the Lord.
愿意我们在主面前有一个等候的灵。
Ask him that he will really open our understanding.
求他打开我们里面的悟性。
That we may know him in a real way.
叫我们能够真实地认识他。
We say the only way to know God is to know him in life.
我们说过唯一的方法能够认识神乃是在生命的里面去认识。
We find that one name of God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
我们说过神的一个父名乃是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
God is one who has relationship with people.
神是那位与人有关系的神。
And he is drawing people to himself.
他把人吸引到他的面前。
The more he reveals himself to us,
他越向我们显明他的自己。
The more we are being drawn into him,
我们就越被吸引到他的里面。
He is the God of Abraham,
他是亚伯拉罕的神。
In his dealing with Abraham,
当他与亚伯拉罕的相交里面，
He reveals to us that he is God.The Father.
他向我们启示说他是父神。
In his dealing with Isaac,
在他与以撒的相交当中，
he shows us that he is God the Son.
他叫我们看到他是子神。
And it is working with Jacob.
当他与雅各在那身上工作的时候，
he reveals to us that he is God the Holy Spirit.
他向我们启示说他是灵神。
We need to know God as Father in life.
我们需要知道父神是我们的生，在生命里面认识他。
We need to know the Son in experience.
我们需要认识子神在经历的里面。
And we need to know the Holy Spirit likewise.
我们也同样的要去这样来认识圣灵。
We mentioned before that the God of Abraham is the God who calls.
我们说过亚伯拉罕乃是那发出呼召的神。
In other words,
换一句话说，
God is the beginning.
神是开始。
He is the beginning of the life of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕生命的开始。
It is true that before God's call,
当神呼召他以前，
Abraham did have a life.
亚伯拉罕他有一个生命。
But it was a rotten life.
但是那个是一个会朽坏的生命。
It was a life that leads to death.
那个生命是带进死亡。
It was an inglorious life.
那是没有荣耀的生命。
A life that is not worthy to live.
那个生命是不值得去活的。
But God made a beginning in Abraham.
但是神在亚伯拉罕里面有一个开头。
The God of glory appeared to him.
荣耀的神向他显现。
And called him out of all the old relationships.
召他脱离一切旧的关系。
And enter into a new life.
领他进入新的生命。
God calls him to enter into a life of faith.
神召他进入那一个信心的生命。
And dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
in the same way, God is dealing with us.
同样，他也是这样的在我们身上来工作。
One day, God calls us.
一天，神召我们。
One day, he reveals his beloved son to us.
一天，他把他的爱子向我们启示出来。
And that makes a departure in our life.
那在我们的生命里面，我们就要脱离一些的东西。
We will leave the old behind us.
我们要把一切的旧东西都放在后面。
And we are called to live a life of faith.
我们被召进要活一个信心的生活。
Do nothing that only those few who are supposed to live by faith.
只是有那一些特别的人要过信心的生活吗？
As a matter of fact, we are all called to live a life of faith.
实际上我们每个人都呼召要过信心的生活。
This is the only way that God calls us to live.
这是唯一神召我们要去活的那一个生活。
And he calls us by his glory.
他用他的荣耀来呼召我们。
His glory attracts us.
他的荣耀吸引我们。
His glory enables us to leave the old behind.
他的荣耀给我们有能力，叫我们能够脱去一切的旧。
And to follow him wherever he leads.
叫我们跟随他，不问他带领我们到何处。
We do not know where he will be leading us.
我们不知道他要带我们到哪里去。
But we know that he will lead us to glory.
但是我们知道他要带我们进荣耀。
We do not know where.
我们不知道什么地方。
But we know who is leading us.
但是我们知道谁在引导我们。
In other words.
换句话说,
we put ourselves in his hand.
我们把我们自己交在他的手中,
and allowed him to lead us whatever it pleases him.
让他带领我们不论去何处只要是他所喜悦的地方。
And this is the life of faith.
这是信心的生活。
We also mentioned,
我们还提到,
when God called Abraham,into a life of faith.
当神召亚伯拉罕走过信心的生活，
you find that God has to do much work in his life.
我们知道神要在他生命的里面做许多的工作。
Even though today we say Abraham is the father of faith.
虽然我们今天说亚伯拉罕是信心之父，
but from the record in the word of God.
但是从圣经神话里面所记载的
that when he was called to this life of faith,
当他要招进入这信心的生活里面
actually you find there were many failures and many weaknesses.
我们发现他有许多的软弱与失败
but God worked in his life.
但是神在他生命的里面工作
and gradually brought him to the place
渐渐把他带到一个光景
where he could be called a father of faith
他可以被称为信心之父
Now yesterday we began to see how God led him
昨天我们开始看神怎样带领他
God called him by his glory
神用他的荣耀呼召他
And in order to encourage him in this life of faith
为了鼓励他有这样信心的生活
God also gives him many precious promises
神给他许多宝贝的应许
God promised him that he will have a seed
神应许他他要有后裔
God promised him that he will inherit a land
神应许他要承受地土
And but when he entered into the land
当他进入那应许地的时候
he had neither a son nor a piece of land
他进入迦南地的时候既没有儿子也没有得享平安
but God revealed to him
神向他显现
God told him that he would give this land to his seed
神告诉他他要把这块地给他的后裔
Abraham believed in God
亚伯拉罕信神
He built an altar to God.
他在那里筑一个坛给神。
But then you find he met trial.
我们在这里看到他遇到试炼。
Because there was famine in the land.
因为在那地有饥荒。
This was supposed to be a land flowing with milk and honey.
那个地本来应该是牛奶与蜜之地。
But unexpectedly there was a famine.
但是没有想到那里有饥荒。
And we find how Abraham went to Egypt.
我们就看到亚伯拉罕下到埃及。
And when Abraham was in Egypt,
当亚伯拉罕在埃及的时候
you find during that short period,
在那很短的时间里面
God did not appear to him.
神没有向他显现。
God did not speak to him.
神没有向他说话。
Even though outwardly,
虽然外面来说
because of his going to Egypt,
因着他下埃及
he did receive many cattle and many things.
他得到许多的牛群、羊群跟丰富
And yet God was silent to him.
但神对他没有言语。
I think this happened to us too today.
我相信神，也这也是今天我们的光景。
When God called us into a life of faith,
当神召我们进入信心的生活。
We will find that sometimes our situations are entirely the opposite.
我们发现我们的光景好像正与这个相反。
We expect that if we follow the Lord,
我们希望我们能够跟从主。
We will be blessed by the Lord.
我们能够得到神的祝福。
It will be a smooth sailing.
哦，这会是一个很平顺的一条的路。
Formerly, we have many problems, many difficulties.
我们本来有很多的难处，很多的问题。
But now, there should be no problem, no difficulty.
但现在就应该没有难处，没有问题了。
And unexpectedly, we find there are.
但是没有想到还有这么多的难处与问题。
We find we are met.With the trial of faith,
我们就发现我们遇到这些信心的试炼。
Because through the trial of faith, we will be refined.
借着这些信心的试炼，我们就给磨造得更好。
Abraham, as a matter of fact, was rebuked by Pharaoh.
哦，亚伯拉是被法老来指责。
So finally, by the grace of God,
借着神的恩典。
It was God who led him back into the promised land.
神把他带回到应许地。
But because of the wealth he accumulated in Haran and in Egypt.
因着他在哈兰与埃及所积蓄的财富。
And because his nephew Lot accumulated wealth too.
因着他的侄儿摩德也积蓄了很多的财富。
It became impossible for them to live together in peace.
他们就没有办法和平相处。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when we accumulate too much of the things of the world,
当我们有了太多世界上的财富,
we are not able to dwell together in peace.
我们就没有办法和平来相处。
So finally, you find Abraham and Lot had to be separated.
我们就看到亚伯拉亚伯兰与摩德要分开。
Lot chose the better part.
摩德选了那美地。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
After Lot left Abram,
当摩德离开亚伯兰之后，
God appeared to him again.
神再向他显现。
And God said to him, "You just look east, west, north, and south."
神就向亚伯兰说，你向东南西北而看。
Whatever you can see is yours.
你所能够见的地方都是你的。
Rise up and walk over the land.
说起来，来走遍这颗地。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you are living this life of faith,
当你活在这个信心的生活里面，
if you believe in God,
如果你信神。
If you believe in his promise,
如果你信他的应许,
you can be generous.
你可以很大方的。
It is not necessary for you to try to grasp and everything.
你不需要每一点都抠得很紧。
You will find that everything is given by God.
你就发现每一样东西都是神给的。
Abraham continued before God.
亚伯拉罕继续地在神面前。
While Lot began to move his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
当摩德开始挪移他的帐篷向着索多玛、俄摩拉的时候。
And eventually he lived in the city of Sodom.
他最后就住在索多玛城里面。
Abraham continued to live in tents.
亚伯拉罕继续地住在帐幕的里面。
Because by faith he sojourned in the land that God has promised him as strangers and sojourners.
因为这只信，他在神应许之地做寄居、做客旅，住在帐篷的里面。
After Lot was taken captive by the four kings.
当摩德被四王擒获的时候
Abram rescued him.
亚伯兰去拯救他
And he was met by Melchizedek.
他在那里遇见了麦基洗德
Melchizedek reminded him.
麦基洗德叫他晓得
that it was the Most High God who gave him this victory.
那是至高的神把这个胜利赏给他
And Melchizedek greeted him with wine and bread.
麦基洗德用酒与饼来迎接他
And to prepare him to resist temptation from the king of Sodom.
预备他叫他能够拒绝那四王五王给他的引诱
Because the king of Sodom said,Just give us the souls, and you have had all the spoil.
因为索多玛王说，你只要把这些给我们，我就把这一切都给你。
And Abram said, I will not even have anything from you.
哦，亚伯兰说，我与你没有什么相关。
Lest you say that you make Abram rich.
因为不要你说你叫亚伯兰富足。
Our richness.Is in God.
我们的丰富是在神那里。
But because he rejected the offer of King of Sodom.
因为他拒绝了索多玛王给他的。
So after the great victory, we said there was a great letdown.
哦，你知道，当一个大的得胜以后，就带入一个大的一个低沉的光景。
He began to be afraid.
他就开始害怕。
He was fearful lest the four kings will take revenge on him later.
他就惧怕那四王会对他报复。
So here you find the Lord appear to him.
所以我们再一次看到神向他显现。
Fear not, Abram.
所以亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰，你不要怕。
I am thy shield, thy exceeding great reward.
我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
But we find Abram at the time was in his low ebb.
我们知道亚伯兰当时是在他一个低潮的光景。
He couldn't believe what God has said to him.
他不能够信得过神对他所说的。
He said, Lord, if you want to bless me,
他说主啊，如果你要祝福我
what's the good of it?
那有什么好呢？
You haven't given me a child.
你连一个孩子都没有给我。
The servant, the steward.
我的那个管家，这个仆人。
Eleazar of Damascus, he will inherit everything.
那个大马色人以利以谢，他会继承我的一切。
He couldn't believe, trust in God.
他信不过神的信实。
And for this reason,
为了这个原因
，we find God has to do something more.
我们就发现神要。多做一点
not just promise by word
不单只用言语上来应许他
but God let him out and asked him to look at the sky
神把他带到外面叫他看到天上的众星
and God said if you could count the stars
神说如果你数得过来天上的星吗
then you can count your seed
那你就才能够数得过来你的后裔
and Abram believed in God
亚伯兰信耶和华
and this was reckoned to him as righteousness
耶和华就以此为他的义
and then again about the land
再讲到地
God made a covenant with him
神与他立约
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
here you find The loving kindness of God.
我们在这里看到神的大爱与怜悯。
How he condescends himself to our level.
他实在是那样，他降低自己到我们这个层次。
By binding himself in a covenant.
他把自己约束在一个约的里面。
In order to increase our faith in him.
为了叫我们对他的信心有一点的增添
And when God did that
当神这样做的时候
He believed in God
他信神
Now Abram had been in the promised land for 10 years
亚伯兰在应许地已经十年了
But still there was no sign of God's promises being fulfilled.
但是在那里好像还没有任何的兆头，看到神的应许要得着应验。
He still had no son.
他仍然没有儿子。
And at this juncture,
在这一个关口
you find again how flesh and blood began to intrude into the work of God.
你就发现属肉体的就在那侵入神的工作。
His wife Sarah made a suggestion.
他的妻子撒拉就有一个建议。
Let us help God to fulfill His promise.
让我们来帮帮神的忙，来完成他的应许。
Here is my handmaid.
这里是我的使女。
Haggai of Egypt.
埃及人夏甲。
I will give her to you.
我把她给你。
That through her I may get a seed.
借着他我能够得到一个后裔。
Abraham, instead of waiting upon God,
亚伯兰他没有等候神。
He accepted this human reasoning.
他接受了人给他的这个帮助。
He thought by doing that, he would be helping God in fulfilling his promise.
他以为这样做能够帮助神的应许得着实现。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，The God who promises is the God who fulfills.
那位是应许的神，他要实现他的应许。
The Father who promises,
那位是应许的父
，He will provide what He has promised.
他要预备他所
He does not need any help.
他不需要任何人的帮助。
The more we try to find to help God,
我们越好像去帮神的忙。
The more trouble we create,
我们就越制造一些的难处。
So here you find instead of trusting God to fulfill His promise,
所以我们在这里看到他们不单只没有相信神来完成他的应许。
And here you'll find Abraham and his wife try to help God to fulfill his promise.
你在这里发现亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子，他们要帮忙神来完成他的应许。
And in doing that, you find the trouble that they created.
当他们这样做的时候，你就看到他们所制造的难处。
It was when Abraham was in Egypt.
当亚伯拉罕在埃及的时候。
That she got Hagar.
她得到这个夏甲。
And this Hagar became a real problem in that family.
夏甲在这个家里面就实在成为一个大的难处。
Oftentimes we find the same thing in our lives.
常常在我们生命的里面也发现同样的问题。
We know that.The flesh is not able to wait.
我们知道肉体是不肯等的。
To wait is most difficult to the flesh.
对肉体来讲，去等是很难的事情。
So whenever you find there is a promise of God,
当你在那里看到有神的应许的时候
，instead of waiting God to fulfill it,
我们没有去等神来完成它。
The flesh will rise up and try to help God in bringing it to pass.
肉体就起来把它带成为事实。
But what the flesh has brought to pass,
但是肉体所带出来的
is not acceptable to God.
对神来讲，那个是神不能接受的。
But anyway, you find Abraham fail in his life of faith.
我们在亚伯拉罕信心的生活里面我们看到他失败了。
And Ishmael was born.
以实玛利出生了。
But during those years,
在那些年间
he got Ishmael when he was 86.
当他86岁的时候他得到了以实玛利。
But not until he was 99.
但直到他99岁
you find complete silence from God.
你发现神完全对他没有说话。
During those days,
在那些年日的当中
God was completely silent to him.
神对他默言不语。
In other words,
换一句话说
，So far as God is concerned,
从神来讲
，Those years were waste.
那些年日是荒废了。
Those years did not count.
那些年日是不被数算的。
Those years were years that he had departed.From the way of faith.
那些年间是他离开了信心的生活。
And he was put under God's discipline.
他在那里接受神的管教。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
whenever we find God is silent to us,
当我们发现神对我们不讲话的时候
that God does not appear to us,
神不再向我们显现的时候
remember,
请记住
we are most likelyUnder his discipline.
我们很可能是在他管教的手下。
Discipline is a hard thing.
神的管教是痛苦的。
But when you read the word of God,
但当你读神的话
in Hebrews chapter 12,
在希伯来书第十二章里面
we find that the word said, now do not despise or faint under discipline.
那么说你们不要轻看这些的管教。
Because discipline or chastening comes from God our Father.
因为这些的责备是从神那里来的。
Being Father, He will chasten His Son.
为父的，他要在那里管教鞭打他的儿子。
Now if one is not being chastened,
如果那一个儿子没有被管教，
Now he is a bastard, he is not a son.
那他不是儿子。
And when earthly father discipline their children,
当属地的父亲在那里管教他们的孩子，
they chasten them according to what they think is right.
他在那里管教根据他们以为对的。
And it is just temporarily.
这只是暂时的。
But God our Father,
我们的父神
when he chastens us,
当他管教我们的时候
it is for our eternal good.
那是为我们呢永远的益处。
That we may be made partakers of his holiness.
叫我们能够有份于他的圣洁。
And when we are under discipline,
当我们在管教底下，
it is a time of sorrow,
那是痛苦的时间，
it is a time of grief,
那是悲伤的日子。
But afterwards, it will produce the fruit of righteousness.
但是过了以后，这会产出公义的果子。
So again, you'll find in the life of Abram.
所以我们看到亚伯兰的生命里面，
during those years from 86to 99,
在他八十六到九十九岁这段时日子里面，
God put him under discipline.
神在那里管教他。
Discipline is for good.
管教是为了得益处。
Discipline is to mature us.
管教是为了叫我们成熟。
The word chastening means child training.
这个管教乃是说训练孩子。
Because we are his children,
因为我们是他的孩子。
Therefore the love of the father,
所以父的爱，
wants to train us,
在那里要训练我们，
wants to complete us,
要我们成全，
wants us to grow up to maturity,
叫我们能够长大成人。
Discipline is absolutely necessary,
管教实在是必须的。
But today,
但今天
among God's people,
在神儿女们中间，
discipline is something that is despised.
管教是人所轻看的。
We despise it.
我们轻看。
As if it is no good.
好像说这是不好的。
So we reject discipline from God.
所以我们拒绝神的管教。
And on the other hand,
换一另外一面来看，
there are people who faint under the disciplining hand of God.
人在神管教的手底下，在那里 丧气。
When God disciplines us, you faint.
哦，当神管教我们，我们就丧气了。
In other words, you are not able to accept God's discipline and be benefited.
你就不肯接受神的管教而得到益处。
When we are under the disciplining hand of God,
当我们在神管教的手底下，
what should be our attitude?
我们应该有怎样的态度呢？
Our attitude, we should submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我们应该降服我们自己在他大能的手下。
That in due time, he will exalt us.
当时候到了，他会高抬我们。
Whenever we are under discipline,
当我们在管教的手底下，
remember,It is the Father's hand.
请记得这是父的手。
Remember that behind discipline, there is the love of the Father.
在这管教的背后有父的大爱。
I believe this is something that we need to understand.
我相信这是我们需要知道的。
If you know it is the Father,
如果你知道这是父那里来的，
If you know that it is the Father's hand,
你知道这是父的手，
then you will love.To be disciplined.
你实在愿意接受管教。
Because you know that it is for your good.
因为你知道这是为了你的好处。
And so you remember in the old days,
你记得在以前，
There was a sister.
有一位姊妹。
Her name was Madame Guyon.
哦，她是这个盖恩夫人。
And she said,
她说，
She will kiss the hand of God's discipline.
他说他要吻神那管教的手。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What is our attitude towards God's discipline?
我们对神的管教采取什么样的态度？
Do we despise it?
我们轻看它吗？
If we do, then we will not be profited by it.
如果我们这样的话，我们就不会得到益处。
Are we just fainting under it?
是不是我们就是在他的管教手面前丧气呢？
That is that you cannot be disciplined.
你就不能够接受管教。
And then you will not be matured.
那你就不能够成长。
But if we submit ourselves under the discipline of God,
如果我们降服在神管教的手下，
then thank God, one day he will exalt us.
感谢神。有一天他会将我们告诉。
So discipline is also showing us God the Father.
管教也叫我们看到这是父所做的。
If in your life,
在你生命的里面，
God has never disciplined you.
神如果从来没有管教过你，
He allows you to do whatever you like.
他叫你任由行。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
then you are a bastard, you are not a son.
那你不是生的儿子，
So thank God for discipline.
我们感谢神他对我们的管教。
After being disciplined for a number of years,
当我们接受管教了一段日子，
then when Abraham was 99 years old,
当亚伯兰99岁的时候，
we find in Genesis chapter 17,
我们看在创世纪十七章的里面，
and Abraham was 99 years old,
亚伯兰99岁的时候，
when Jehovah appeared to Abraham,
耶和华向他显现，
and said to him,
对他说，
I am the Almighty God,
我是全能的神，
walk before my face and be perfect,
你当在我面前做完全人。
In due time,
当时候到的时候，
God came to himTo exalt him.
神来到他的跟前，要在这里高抬他。
And God said to Abraham,
神对亚伯兰说，
I am the Almighty God.
我是那全能的神。
I am the all-sufficient God.
我是那全丰的神。
I am the God who is able.
我是那有大能的神。
I am the God who supplies your every need.
我是那供应你一切需要的神。
Walk before me.
活在我的跟前。
And be perfect.
做完全人。
In other words,
换句话说，
God told him that in the past, he was not walking before God.
神告诉他，你过去没有活在我的跟前。
He was not perfect.
你没有完全。
The reason was,
原因乃是
He did not know that God is the Almighty God.
他不认识神是全能的神。
He did not know God is all sufficient.
神他不认识神是那全丰的神。
He thought that God was not sufficient enough.
哦，他以为神是不够那样的全足全丰。
So he had to find other ways to fulfill the promise.
所以他要用其他的方法来叫神的应许得着实现。
So here you find through his failure.
所以你在借着他的失败，他发现了。
God gave him new revelation.
神给他新的启示。
God showed him what a God he is.
神启示出他是怎样的一位神。
He is not only the beginning.
他不单只是那位开始的。
He is not only the one who promises.
他不单只是那位施应许的。
He is the Almighty God.
他是那大能的神。
The all-sufficient God.
那全丰的神。
And if you trust him,
如果你们相信他,
you can walk before his face and be perfect.
你们可以在他的面前做完全人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here you find a further revelation of God himself.
在这里你看到神进一步把他自己启示给他。
Our God is all sufficient.
我们的神乃是全丰全足的。
There is nothing too hard for him.
哦，没有任何的事情对他是太难的。
He can do everything, anything.
他可以做任何的事情，所有的事情。
And he can supply all our needs.
他可以供应我们一切的需要。
This is fatherhood.
这是父。
You know, when you are young,
当你年幼的时候，
your concept of your father,
你对于你父亲的观念，
that your father can do everything and anything.
哦，你相信你的父亲可以做任何事情，什么事情都能做。
Whenever you have a problem,
你不管有什么困难，
you go to your father,
你来到你爸爸的面前。
And sometimes when your friend has a problem,
哦，有的时候是你的朋友有困难。
Maybe he has something to be fixed,
哦，或者他有什么失败了。
Oh, you say my father can do it,
哦，你说我爸爸可以帮你。
That is fatherhood,
哦，那个是你认识父。
We need to know that God is Father.
我们需要知道神是父。
There's nothing he cannot do.
哦，没有任何的事情他不能够做的。
He is
全丰全足的神。
And if you just go to him,
如果你们来到他的跟前，
you will find ample supply.
你就会得到一切的供应。
You know, our problem, we think that God is not sufficient.
我们以为神是不足够的。
And therefore we have to go somewhere else to find fulfillment.
我们要到别的地方去得到满足。
Even when you read the letter to the Galatians,
哦，当你读哥林多书信的时候，加拉太书的时候，哥罗西的时候，
when you read the letter to the Colossians,
哦，当你读哥罗西的时候，
you find that they had a good beginning with God.
你发现他们以神有一个很好的开始。
And yet,
但是，
as they were seeking to be perfect,
当他们要进入完全的时候，
they thought God was not sufficient.
他们就觉得神好像是不够的。
The Lord Jesus is not sufficient.
哦，耶稣基督好像不够了。
They could enter into the door by Christ Jesus.
哦，他们可以借着耶稣基督来入门。
But to find fulfillment,
要真正得到的满足。
They had to go somewhere else to complete it.
哦，他们要到别的地方来完全。
They went to ritualism.
哦，他们在那里去找到这些。他们去寻找一些的哲学。
They went to mysticism.
他们找到一些奥秘的东西。
And because of this, they were led astray.
因为这样的东西。他们就走歪了路。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We need to know God is the Almighty God.
我们需要认识神是全能的神。
Our Father is all sufficient.
我们的父乃是全丰全足的父。
If there is any need in our life,
在我们生命里面如果有任何的需要，
We go to him.
我们可以来到他的跟前。
All that he has promised us,
他对我们所有的应许，
He himself will fulfill it.
他自己来成全。
So here you find God again exhort Abram.
我们在这里看到神在这里高抬了亚伯兰。
And at the same time,
在这同时，
God said,
神说，
I will make a covenant with you.
我与你要立约。
You shall not be called Abram anymore.
你不再 被称为亚伯兰。
You shall be called Abraham.
你现在要被称为亚伯拉罕。
Abraham means high father.
亚伯兰的意思乃是大父。
But Abraham means the father of multitudes.
亚伯拉罕乃是说多国的父。
And God said,
神说
I will give you a sign.
我给你一个兆头。
A sign for the covenant.
这个在这个约里面的一个预兆，一记号。
And that sign is circumcision.
那个记号乃是革命。
Every male in your family should be circumcised.
在你家里面每一个男丁都要受革命。
That is the sign of my covenant with you.
这是我与你立约的记号。
In other words,
换句话说
it is the cutting off of the flesh.
就是把肉体的切除。
That you can inherit the covenant.
你就能够继承，能够继承这个约。
And God also said to him,
神还对他说
Your wife should not be called Sarah anymore.
你的妻子不能不再称为撒来。
She should be Sarah.
要称为撒拉。
You know, Sarah means my princess.
撒来乃是我的公主。
And Sarah means
撒拉乃是公主。
My princess is just in the eyes of Abraham.
我的公主只是在亚伯兰的心中。
It is just within that family.
只是在那个家里面。
But prince is the prince of the nations.
但是公主乃是全国的公主。
Isn't that strange?
这实在是奇妙。
That at that time, Abraham only have Ishmael.
那个时候亚伯拉罕只有以斯玛利
and Sarah didn't have any son
撒拉并没有任何的儿子
so naturally you find Abraham said to God
天然来很自然的你 就看到亚伯拉罕向神说
May Ishmael live before you
让以斯玛利活在你的眼前
And God said no.
神说 no, 神说 不是这样。
Sarah shall give birth to a son.
撒拉要为你生子。
And that will be the seed who inherit the covenant.
那个乃是要承受这约的后裔。
Thank God.Abraham believed in God.
感谢神，亚伯拉罕信神。
He circumcised all the males in his family.
在他家里面，所有的男丁都受过隔离。
You know, to the world, it seems to be a things to laugh at.
对世界来讲，好像是一件可笑的事情。
The one Abraham who had no son.
这个亚伯拉罕没有儿子的那个。
And now he is to be called Abraham.
现在被称为亚伯拉罕。
Isn't that a funny thing?
这实在是好很可笑的。
But you find that the flesh, the natural man, does not understand the things of God.
你知道这天然的人不明白神的事情。
It is a life of faith.
这是信心的生活。
Abraham believed in God.
亚伯拉罕信神。
And because of that,
因着这样,
you find he circumcised his family.
他全家就受了革命。
Then again, you find in his life of faith,
你看在他生命，在他信心的生活里面,
God appeared to him.
神向他显现。
And God showed him,
神指给他看,
that he will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
他要摧毁索多玛和蛾摩拉。
And Abraham interceded for Lot before God.
亚伯拉罕在那里为摩德来代祷。
He became a friend of God.
他是神的朋友。
Because through the years,
记着这些的年日
He had built up such a friendship with God
他与神是有那样朋友的关系
And God said
What I'm going to do, I have to tell him.
神说我要做的事情我要告诉他。
God will not hide anything from him.
神不向他隐藏任何事情。
Because he said, I know Abraham.
他说我认识亚伯拉罕。
He will instruct his sons and the sons of his sons.
哦，他在那里要一直的教他的孩子跟他的子孙。
There God told him that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神告诉他他要摧毁索多玛俄摩拉。
And Abraham pleaded with God.
亚伯拉罕向神祈求。
He knew God.
他认识神。
He knew God in a living way.
他实在是那样活生生地认识这位神。
So his prayer was according to God.
他的祷告乃是根据神的心意。
He said, God, you are the righteous God.
他说神啊你是那位公义的神
Will you destroy the whole city if there were 50 righteous persons?
如果那城里面有五十个义人你要摧毁他吗
Certainly you the righteous God will not do it
我知道你这位公义的神不会这样做
And God said if I could find 50 righteous men I will not destroy the city
神说如果我找到五十个义人我就不毁灭
and Abraham said Lord if there are five lacking
如果亚伯拉罕说如果少五个呢
only 45
只有四十五个
will you do it
你会做吗
and God said I will not do it
神说我也
and Abraham said Lord don't be angry.
然后亚伯拉罕神呢，请你不要发怒。
He knew God was compassionate.
我知道你是蛮有
sorry，
蛮有怜悯的。
So he said now, if there are only 40,
如果那里只有四十个
，if there are only 30,
如果只有三十个
，if there are only 20,
如果只有二十个
，if there are only 15,
如果只有十五个
，if there are only 10,
如果只有十个
，and God said,
神说
，if there are 10, I will not destroy.
如果那里只有十个，我也不毁灭那城。
And God left.
神就说个话就走了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，here you find a person.
你在这里看到一个人
，who had followed God for so long.
他跟从主。相当的日子
He knew the very heart of God
他知道神的心
And in a way you'll find he began to take upon himself that father's heart
你就在这里发现他里面也有了为父的心
How much trouble Lot had given to Abraham
摩德给了他多少的难处
And yet you'll find Abraham could intercede for him before God.
你就发现亚伯拉罕这样的在神面前为他代求。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the more you know God the Father,
你越认识这位父神
the more the Father character will begin to be built up within you.
你就越有那父的性情在你里面。
You will be drawn to be like him.
你就会被吸引来向他。
So that's why we say Abraham is the father of faith.
所以我们说亚伯拉罕乃是信心之父。
There wasn't 10 person, righteous person in Sodom.
在索多玛里面并没有十个义人。
But when God destroyed Sodom, he remembered Lot.
当神毁灭索多玛的时候他纪念罗德。
It is because of the prayer of Abraham.
乃是因着亚伯拉罕的祷告。
But after this incident,
当这件事情过去以后
again you find something very strange.
你就发现一些很奇怪、奇特的事情。
Abraham rose up in the morning,
亚伯拉罕早上起来
and he saw the smoke in that area.
他就发现那上面那边冒着烟。
And he knew something had happened.
他知道有一些事情发生。
That strangely,
那实在是太特别了。
It has a kind of effect upon his life.
在他的生命里面这样有影响。
You find a kind of fear began to grow up in him.
在他里面就产生这样的惧怕。
He began to move to the south.
所以他就往南移。
Move away further.
就越来 挪移的越远。
As if he was afraid that there will be the judgment too.
他惧怕那里有那样的审判。
He went to the southland.
他就去到南地。
To the land of the Philistines.
去到菲利士人。
He was still in Canaan.
那仍然是在迦南地。
But it was a place where the Philistines were in control.
那个地方呢是菲利士人所掌管的。
And again you'll find he committed the same mistake.
他就犯了同样的错误。
But thank God.
感谢神。
God again rescued him.
神再一次的来拯救了他。
And it was only after that.
只有过了这个事情之后。
When you come to chapter 21.
当我们来到二十一章的时候。
And you find what God has promised Abraham was fulfilled.
神所应许亚伯拉罕的在那里。实现
Isaac was born.
以撒出生了。
When Isaac was weaned,
当以撒还吃奶的时候，
Sarah noticed that the son of Hagar, Ishmael, was mocking.
在夏甲的孩子以实玛利在那里嘲笑他。
And so Sarah told Abraham,
所以撒拉就告诉亚伯拉罕
You have to cast out Hagar and Ishmael.
你要把夏甲跟以实玛利赶走
Because they cannot inherit together with my son.
因为他们不能够与我的儿子同生受产业。
Abraham, of course, was grieved.
亚伯拉罕就忧伤。
Because there was a natural affection there.
因为那里实在是有自然的感情。
But God told him,
但神告诉他
you listen to your wife.
你听你太太的话。
Only in Isaac shall you inherit.
因为只有从以撒生的才能够成为你的后裔。
So here you find Hagar and Ishmael left.
你就看到夏甲跟以实玛利离开了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
again you'll find the fatherhood of God.
你在这里看到, 哦, 这位做父的神。
God was purifying Abraham.
神在那里要亚伯拉罕被纯净。
Anything, everything that he had picked up through his life.
在他生命里面他所拿的得到的这些东西
He had picked up from the world
他从世界里面所取的这些东西
He had gathered to himself during his failures
在他失败当中他所收取的这些的东西
All of these things will be attached to him
这些的东西都连在他那里
And they will hinder him from following the Lord Completely. They become weights in his life of faith. And thank God, God began to relieve him of these weights one after another.
感谢神，神就把他生命里面这些的担子没有用的东西一个一个的挪开。
Until he was completely freed in his obedience to God's command.
直到他完全的得着释放，他能够那样的顺服神的命令。
God was completing him.
神在那里要叫他完全。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we find how God will do the same with us.
我们发现神是我们身上做同样的工。
On our way of faith,
当我们走信心道路的时候
We begin in our failures.
我们有失败。
We will begin to gather things into our lives.
我们在我们生命里面，我们就拾取了许多的东西。
These will be weights to us.
这些对我们来讲是废物。
And these weights has to be laid down.
这些的
重担，
重担我们要把它撇下。
Otherwise, we are not able to run the race.
不然我们就没有办法奔跑我们的。
And sometimes we find we ourselves couldn't lay down these weights.
我们发现很多时候我们不肯放下这些的担子。
Again, God will enable us to do that.
神就给我们力量来做。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God wants to perfect us.
神叫我们完全。
That we may be pure before Him.
叫我们能够那样的纯净的 活在他的跟前。
We say God promised Abraham two things.
我们说过亚伯拉罕，神应允亚伯拉罕两件事。
A seed,
有后裔
，and a land,
还有地。
But Abraham, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as a stranger, as a sojourner.
亚伯拉罕因着信，在应许之地做寄居、做客旅的。
So far as the land is concerned,
从当我们讲到应许地的时候
，throughout his life, he didn't get a piece of it except the burial ground.He bought.
在他一生的里面，除了他买的那一块葬身之地之外，他没有得到任何的一块地。
He was a sojourner in the promised land.
他在应许地乃是寄居的。
So far as the seed is concerned.
但是讲到后裔的时候
，Not until the very end, he just got one son.
直到他。最后他才得了一个儿子
Not a nations
哦，不是万国不是一个国家
But Abraham
亚伯拉罕
He sojourned in the land by faith
他借着信心在应许之地做寄居的
Why
为什么
When you read the book of Hebrews
当你读希伯来书的时候
You will find
你会发现
The landThe seed are only shadows.
地与后裔只不过是一些的影儿。
Canaan is but a shadow.
迦南也是影儿。
Abram by faith,
亚伯拉罕因着信
he could see through the ages.
他可以看到万代。
He could see a city.
他看见那一座城
built with foundations、
哦、那座有根基的城
God is the designer and the builder
神是 那所建造是设计那个城的
He could see a country
他可以看到那个国
A better country、
哦、那个更美的国
That he could see afar off by faith
他看到那个家乡 他里面实在是那样的
And because he has seen it.
因为他已经看到了。
So he can live in the shadow without really possessing it.
所以他可以活在这个影子底下没有真正的在那里拥有。
Because what he really longed to possess is that city with foundations.
因为他所一直渴慕的就是那座有根基的城。
He longed for that better country.
哦，他那在那里渴慕那个更美的家乡。
That is the reality.
那个是实际。
And with that reality in view,
因着看到那个实际
he lived in the promised land as a sojourner, a stranger.
他就在应许之地做客，好像在异地寄居的。
At the same time,
在这同时
even with Isaac, his son,
就算是他的儿子以撒。
He saw that the nations would be blessed through that seed.
他看到万国又因他进那一个后裔而得福。
But Isaac to him is also just a shadow.
以撒对他来讲也是一个影儿。
Because when you read John chapter 8, verse 56,
当你读约翰福音第八章五十六节的时候
Our Lord Jesus said, Your father Abraham exalted When he saw my days,
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望的日子，既看见就快乐。
When he saw me, he rejoiced.
当他看见我，他就快乐了。
In Isaac, Abraham, by faith, he could see far to the reality.
在以撒的里面，这只信，他可以看到那遥远的实际。
And that reality is Christ.
那个实际乃是基督。
The seed, not the seeds.
不是那个众后裔，是那一个后裔。
You remember Paul in Galatians chapter 3.
你记得在保罗在加拉太第三章。
He said it is the seed.
是那一个后裔。
Where all God's promises will be fulfilled.
哦，当神所有的应允都要实现。
And this seed is Christ.
那一个后裔乃是基督。
And Abram by faith could even see that.
亚伯拉罕因着信看见了。
And it is that seed.
是那一个后裔。
That will be like the sands on the seashore.
就成为海边的沙那么多
like the stars in the sky
好像天上的星星那么多
that is the faith of Abraham
那是亚伯拉罕的信心
so he can afford to sojourn in the promised land as a stranger and as a sojourn
所以他可以在应许之地做寄居做客旅
dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
isn't that true with us today
今天我们也是不是这样呢
God has already brought us to a place
神已经把我们带到一个地步
that give us a better view
给我们看到那个更好的那一个景象
He has already shown us the Son
他已经把他的儿子指示给我们
All the fullness of God is in that Son
哦，神一切的丰富都在他儿子的里面
And we are complete in Him
我们在他里面也得了丰盛
He has already shown us the new Jerusalem
他已经把新耶路撒冷给了我们看见
That city with foundation
那座有根基的城
It is a better country
那是更美的家乡
That we are looking forward to
哦，那是我们所要仰望的
So we can afford to live on this earth as sojourners and strangers
所以今天我们可以住在这个地上成为寄居成为客旅的
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
The reason why we are tempted to make this earth as our home
为什么我们今天在这里愿意叫这个世界成为我们的家我们受这样的试探呢
We are rooted to the earth, to the world.
我们生根在这个地，在这个世界的里面。
It is because we lack the vision.
是因为我们没有那个意象。
We do not see Christ.
我们没有看见基督。
And all his fullness.
我们没有看见他一切的丰满。
We do not see the better country.
我们没有看到那更美的家乡。
Oh, if only we can see that.
如果我们单单的看见
that in the Son,
在儿子的里面
we will find everything.
我们就得到了一切。
As our brother said, he will lead us into glory.
我们的弟兄说，他要带我们进到荣耀里面。
Many sons into glory.
许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
If we only can see the New Jerusalem.
如果我们能够看见新耶路撒冷。
If we live for the Son.
如果我们为了那个儿子而活
If we live for the New Jerusalem
如果我们为了新耶路撒冷而活
We can be sojourners and strangers on the earth
我们在地上就可以成为寄居可以成为做客旅的
Thank God for that
感谢神
Now we come to the very end
我们现在要来到最后
In chapter 22of the book of Genesis.
在创世纪二十二章
And it came to pass after these things.
说这些事以后
God tried Abraham.
神要试验亚伯拉罕
And said to him, Abraham.
就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕
And he said, Here am I.
他说我在这里
And he said,
神说你
Take now thy son.Thy only son, whom thou lovest, Isaac, and set thee and get thee into the land of Moriah, and there offer him up for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
After these things,
当这些事以后
in other words, God has brought Abraham so far.
神这样一直的带领着亚伯拉罕
He had walked in the way of faith for a long time.
他在信心的道路上行走了很长的日子
And God has brought him to be the father of faith.
神叫他成为信心之父。
He knew God as the father.
他认识神是父。
After these things,
当这些事情以后
then God tried him.
神试验他。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God will not try or test anyone before time.
神不会到时候没有成熟的时候试验任何一个人。
It is only after God has deposited enough in us.
直到神把许多的丰富都给了我们之后
then he will test us.
然后试验我们。
There is a great difference between God's testing and Satan's tempting.
神的试验跟撒旦的试探是完全不一样的。
Now if you turn to James chapter 3,
如果你打开雅各书第三章，雅各书第三章
，James chapter 3,
雅各书第、
oh, ，No, I mean chapter 1,
第一章。
Verse 13.
雅各书第一章第十三节。
Let no man being tempted say, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted by evil things, and himself tempts no one.
人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
But everyone is tempted.Drawn away and enticed by his own lust.
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Then lust having conceived gives birth to sin, but sin fully completed brings forth death.
私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死。
So you find God never tempts anyone.
你在这里说神从来不试探人。
God cannot be tempted.
神是不能被试探的。
Now if you try to tempt God,
如果你要试探神
just like the children of Israel in the wilderness,
就好像以色列人在旷野的时候
when they tempt God 10 times,
当他们十次的试探神
it means that they do not believe God.
就是因着他们不信神
they try to tempt God.
他们就试探神
and because of this they were rejected.
哦，因着这样的缘故，他们被弃绝了。
Because God cannot be tempted.
因为神是不可以被试探的。
And he does not tempt anyone.
他也不试探人。
Now if we are being tempted,
如果我们被试探
it is because of the flesh within us.
是因着我们自己的私欲。
It is because of our own lust.
是因为我们自己的私欲。
You know, Satan tries to.Draw out the lust of the flesh from us.
撒旦他要把我们肉体里面的私欲牵引出来。
And that's temptation.
这是试探。
So temptation aimed at the flesh, the lust in us.
所以试探是针对我们里面的肉体，我们的私欲。
And try to draw it out.
要把这些牵引出来。
And when one is tempted,
当一个人被试探的时候
then he commits sin.
他就犯罪。
And fully tempted brings forth death.
他说，罪既长成就带出死来。
But God does not tempt anyone.
但神不试探任何人。
But thank God he does test.
但是感谢神他还试验我们。
Now what is God's testing?
那神的试验是什么呢？
First of all, he deposits something of himself into our life.
首先他把他自己的丰富存在我们的里面。
And then he tests what he has deposited in us.
然后他就试验在我们里面他存放的。
He tried to draw outThat which he has deposited within us.
他要把它放在我们里面的引出来。
And when that is being brought forth,
当这些他的存放的被引出来的时候
it will be righteousness.
那是公义。
Our righteousnesses.
那是我们的义。
The righteousnesses of the saints.
哦，那是众圣徒的义。
It will be something that will glorify God.
那是叫神得荣耀的。
Because when we are tested,
因为当我们被试验的时候
then what God has put in will be manifested out.
神存放在我们里面的就会被彰显出来
And the result will be God will be glorified.
那个结局乃是神得的荣耀
And we will be blessed.
我们就蒙福
So as our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父就是这样
As he has already deposited so much of himself in us.
他把那么多他自己属于自他自己的存在我们里面
Then he will begin to test it.
他就开始来试验我们
God said to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说
Take your son,
带着你的儿子
Your only son,
就是你独生的儿子
Your beloved Isaac,
你所爱的以撒
Take him,
带着他
And go to the land of Moriah,
到摩利亚地去
And offer him up as a burnt offering,
把他献为燔祭
The testing is very clear.
试验这个是非常清楚的
God knows.
神知道
Of all the things that he had given to Abraham, there is nothing more precious to him than Isaac.
他赏赐给亚伯拉罕一切的最宝贵的乃是以撒。
And God even reminded him of that.
神甚至提醒他
Your son,
你的儿子
Your only begotten son,
独生的儿子
The son you love,
你所爱的儿子
It is Isaac, there is no mistake.
就是以撒啊，那就不会错的。
But I want you to take him.
但我要你带着他
Bring him to the land of Moriah.
就把他带到摩亚地区
And on one of the mountains that I will show you.
在我所指示你的山上
Offer him up.
把他献上
As a burnt offering.
当作燔祭
Whole offering.
完全的祭
In other words, offer him completely.
把他完全的献上
Now why, God?Did that.
为什么这样
Because God is not only the beginning.
因为神不单只是开始
He is also the end.
他也是终结
He has begun in the life of Abraham.
他在亚伯拉罕的生命里面做开始
Now he wants to show that.He is also the end in the life of Abraham.
他也要显明他是亚伯拉罕生命的目的与终极。
In other words,
换句话说
he wants to show that he is everything and above all things to Abraham.
他要显明他是亚伯拉罕超越一切亚伯拉罕的一切。
That Abraham would love the giver more than the gift.
亚伯拉罕叫他爱那位赐恩的多过神所赏赐的
Everything that comes from God will return to God
一切从神来的要归还给神
That he will not retain anything for himself
他不愿意为自己扣住任何的东西
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart with all thy soul with all thy strength
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱你的神
We need to see that God is all and in all.
我们需要看到神是那充满一切的又在一切当中的神
What comes out from God returns to God.
从神来的要归还给神
And there is nothing being kept back.
在那里没有任何的给扣留的
Absolute love towards God.
完全的向着神的爱
Because his love towards us is absolute
因为他向着我们的爱也是完全的
He loves us so much as to give his only begotten son to us
他是那样的爱我把他自己独生的儿子都给了我们
And with him all things
在他里面又包括了一切
He does not reserve anything for himself
他不留下一样好处不给我们
And he wants Abraham to show the same thing
他要亚伯拉罕同样表明这一切
By faith
因着信
Abraham offered up Isaac
亚伯拉罕 把以撒献上。
He fully understood.
他完全的明白。
He knew.
他知道。
That Isaac was his only begotten son.
以撒乃是他的独生儿子。
Not only that.
不单止这样。
He also knew that all God's promises.
他知道神一切的应许。
Centered upon that son.
都在这个儿子的身上为中心。
Now how could he offer Isaac?
他怎么能够把以撒献上？
Even if he was willing to offer Isaac,
就算他愿意献上
how about God?
那神呢
how about all the promises of God?
神的应许呢
how could God's promises be fulfilled?
神的应许怎么样来应允
if he depends upon his own rational reason?
如果他是根据他自己理智里面所能够明白的
he could even go back to God and say, God, you must have made a mistake.
他可以来到神的跟前，神啊，你搞错了。
It is all right for me to give up Isaac.
哦，我放弃以撒没有问题。
But how are you going to fulfill all your promises?
那你的应许怎么样来应验呢
？For your sake, I will not offer Isaac.
为了你的缘故，我不要献以撒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Here again you find a person who knows God.
你在这里看到一位认识神的人。
Because Abraham knew God.
因为亚伯。他还认识神。
He knew there was no mistake.
他知道神不会错。
And according to the book of Hebrews,
根据希伯来书
even before he offered up Isaac,
他在献以撒之前
he knew he would receive Isaac back in resurrection.
他知道他在复活的里面要得着以撒。
It is as if he had already received Isaac in resurrection.
因为他好像在复活的里面已经得到了以撒。
Because He knew.
因着他知道
All God's promises to him will be fulfilled in Isaac.
神一切对他的应许要借着以撒来应验。
And God will not contradict himself.
神是不会似而又非的。
To Abraham,
对亚伯拉罕来讲
God is not only the beginning.
神不单只是他的开始
He is the end.
他是他的终结。
Everything must go back to him.
一切都要归于他。
Look at the way he reacted.
看看他如何的回应。
Early in the morning, he got up.
清早他起来。
He made all the preparations.
他预备好一切。
He took his son Isaac.
他带着他的儿子。
With two young men.
带着两个仆人。
He prepared the wood.
他劈好了燔祭的柴。
He prepared the fire.
他预备好了点火的。
He even prepared the knife.
他甚至带好了刀
and he started the journey
他就开始他的行程
it was 3 days journey
是三天的路
now why 3 days
为什么三天
and his God was giving him a difficult time
哦，神好像给他一些不容易过的日子
in other words
换一句话说
God said don't do it by impulse
神说你不要因着冲动而做
I will give you plenty of time to think and reconsider.
我给你很多的时间好好的想清楚。
But Abraham was determined.
但亚伯拉罕定义。
They arrive at the land of Moriah.
他们到了摩利亚地。
They saw the mount afar off.
他们看见那山。
And Abraham left the two young men behind.
亚伯拉罕就把两个仆人留下来。
Now, if he didn't do that,
如果他没有这样做
blood and flesh couldn't understand.
哦，那个属血肉的不能够知道。
If Abraham tried to bind Isaac,
如果亚伯拉罕要绑起来以撒的时候
and put him on the altar,
把他放在祭坛上。
Now, these young men, two young men, suddenly say Abraham was wrong.
哦，这两个仆人一定说这个亚伯拉罕出问题了。
And they would try to rescue the situation.
他们一定会救以撒。
So Abraham left these two young men.
所以亚伯拉罕把他。放在山下
They don't understand
他们不明白
But he took Isaac
但他带着以撒
He put the wood upon the shoulder of Isaac
他把柴放在以撒的肩上
And he handled the fire and the knife
哦，他两个带着火跟刀
And they walk to the mountain
他们就到山上去
Another testing
另外一个试验
Isaac said to his father
以撒就问他的父亲
Father
父亲
You have the wood.
你有柴。
You have the fire.
你有火。
But where is the sheep?
那羊羔在哪里？
But where is the sacrifice?
哦，那个祭牲在哪里？
You know, it's like a sword that cut into the very heart of Abraham.
就好像那个剑刺入他的心。
Truly, the way of faith is the way of the cross.
信心的道路乃是十字架的道路。
Along this way of faith,
在信心的道路的上面，
Abraham actually was walking through the way of the cross.
亚伯拉罕是在走十字架的道路。
A continuous cutting off, cutting off, cutting off.
继续的在那里切掉，切掉，切掉。
And now this is the last cutting.
那这是最后的一次的对付。
Abraham said,
亚伯拉罕说，
God will prepare.
神会预备。
So they went to the mount.
所以他们就上山。
Build an altar.
盖好了坛。
Put the wood on it.
把木头柴放好。
Then he bound Isaac.
他就捆绑以撒。
Our brother has already told us.
我们的弟兄已经告诉我们。
Isaac at the time was a young man.
以撒那个时候是年轻人。
Abraham was a very old person.
亚伯拉罕是一个很老的人。
If Isaac did not agree,
如果以撒他不愿意，
Abraham couldn't fulfill his promise to God.
亚伯拉罕没有办法来完成神的应许。
But Isaac cooperated.
但是以撒合作。
He was willing to be offered.
他愿意献上。
Abraham was not pretending.
亚伯拉罕他不是在那里假装。
He actually lift up his knife and go in.
他提他的刀要刺下来。
And then a voice from heaven said, Abraham, Abraham.
天上有声音说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Stop your hand.
停手。
I know that you fear me.
我知道你敬畏神。
You do not hold back anything from me.
你没有留下任何的东西不给我。
You have passed the test.
你考试及格吧。
And Abraham looked around.
亚伯拉罕周围看一下。
A ram caught in the thickets.
有一只公羊被扣在稠密的小树中。
So he offered this ram instead.
他就把这只小公羊献上。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
there he worshiped God.
在那里他敬拜神。
What is worship?
什么是敬拜？
Worship is giving God what he deserves.
敬拜乃是把神配得的归给他。
Putting God in the place, in his rightful place.
把他放在他当得的地位上面。
Worship is taking your proper place before God.
敬拜乃是你站在合宜的地位上，在神的面前。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
worship God,
敬拜神。
He will not retain anything for himself.
他不为自己留下任何的东西。
What God gives, he gives back to God.
神所给的，他都归还给神。
He believed that God, the Father, is all and in all.
他信父神是一切又在一切的里面。
He deserves to have all.
他配得到一切。
God was glorified.
神得着荣耀。
And you find that he received a blessing.
你看到他也得到祝福。
God even took an oath.
神在那里与他起誓。
You know, when God says something, it must be true.
当神说过，就一定是真的。
But God even took an oath.
但神竟然向他起誓说，
that he will bless him.
他要祝福他。
And all the nations will be blessed through his seed.
万国又因他的后裔而得福。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
here you find the life of Abraham seems to come almost to the end.
你在这里看到亚伯拉罕的生命已经到了尽头。
He knew God in a very unique way.
他是那样的特殊的方法，他认识了神。
God became the God of Abraham.
神就成为亚伯拉罕的神。
Through Abraham,
借着亚伯拉罕
we know what kind of God he is.
我们认识他是怎样的一位神。
That indeed he is the Father.
他实在是我们的父。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
as we see God is the God of Abraham,
当我们看到神是亚伯拉罕的神，
God wants to show us,
神要我们看见，
that he is our Father,
他是我们的父。
He is our beginning,
他是我们的开始。
He is our end,
他是我们的终点。
He is the one who promises.
他是那位是应许的。
And he is the one who supplies.
他是那位供应的。
He is love.
他是爱。
And it is his will to perfect us.
这是他的旨意，叫我们成为完全。
So may we just by faith put ourselves in his hand.
愿意我们因着信把我们自己交在他的手中。
Trust our Father,
信靠我们的父。
Trust in his hand,
信靠他的手。
And he will mold and fashion us,
他就会把我们磨成一个样子。
That we too will begin to take upon us that Father character,
我们也开始能够盛装他那父的性情。
And be a blessing to others.
成为他人的祝福。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we do thank thee that thou art the God of Abraham.
我们感谢你，你是亚伯拉罕的神。
And thou art our Heavenly Father.
你是我们的天父。
We do pray that by thy grace,
我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，
we may come to know thee as Father.
我们能够来认识你是父。
That we may honor thee as Father.
我们能够都知道你是父。